Here is the son whom he loved. Genuine, devoted love. And Abraham is seen here building an altar. And secondly, he lays the wood in order. And thirdly, he ties or binds Isaac, his son. Think of Abraham as he's going through these steps of preparation, purpose of heart, the building of that altar, the laying the wood in order, the tying up of Isaac. Now think of the heart of Isaac as he watches his father building an altar, putting wood on top of it. And to think of Isaac submitting to those cords to be bound. I want to say that in that moment, Abraham would have seen something wonderful in his son. He would have seen added devotion. It would have added delight as well to Abraham's heart to see he can have a son that without struggle and strife and further questioning and confusion, submitting and yielding to such a moment, to see the altar, to see the wood, and to allow himself to be tied. But finally it says in verse 9, and he laid him, that is Isaac, on the altar upon the wood. Here now it is humanity which was destined for the cross, placed on the cross. In verse 6, the wood was laid on Isaac. There, Isaac, picture of Christ, is seen taking on humanity. But now in verse 10, that humanity is placed on the cross. Beloved, let's think of the Lord Jesus Christ. Commanded by God, this commandment have I received of my Father. For he had earlier said, no man take up my life from me. I have power to lay it down, I have power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father. And again in Philippians 2, he humbled himself and became obedient as far as death, even to the death of the cross. God the Father had asked of him, come, go down, go all the way to Calvary, lay down your life. And the Lord Jesus Christ, in full devotion to his Father and God, willing to bring added delight, because that's how John 10 goes, therefore doth my Father love me, because I laid down my life that I might take it again. No man can take it from me. And he concludes by saying this commandment. What a commandment. To have been asked to come and lay down the most precious gift, the most precious possession rather, his very life. The Lord Jesus was willing to go all the way. Isaac, amazing son. Either in his late teens or early 20s. Submitting to Abraham. And then, verse 10, Abraham stretched forth his hand. And takes the knife to slay his son. Beloved, two verses. Book of Romans chapter 8. Verse 31 and 32. Romans 8:31. What shall we then say to these things? God before us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? He that spared not his own son. God did not hold back anything in relation to us. Think of the heart of God. Think of our nothingness, our unworthiness. And God looking at us, seeing the need, knowing the cost, counting the cost, and would not spare his own son. This indeed is an altar of devotion and delight. Could I ever be worthy of God bringing his son into the world, sending him to Calvary, and asking him to lay down his life? Brought to the dust of death to experience so much at the hand of God. Think of the agony of the Lord Jesus. But we think of the delight that his Father and God caught from that moment. What a son! What a son! What delight! And what a son with such devotion that though it meant his utmost, would be prepared to go all the way and do it as well. The Lord Jesus was not spared. We know Abraham was. We know Isaac was, rather. But there was no sparing of the Lord Jesus. Think of the heart of God the Father as he saw the one of supreme delight there at that moment, laying down his life, head bowed. God gave up all. Nothing more can ever be asked of God. Can any of us really feel that we could have asked God for anything more? Nothing more could be asked of God than to give his son, even in death. And nothing more could be asked of the Lord Jesus Christ as he, in wonderful devotion and obedience to the delight, true burnt offering, to the delight of his Father and God, would lay down his life, would go in full obedience right to the end. And there on the cross, suddenly, breathe out his last, head bowed, no longer breath in his nostrils, no longer the blood circulating, soon to be pierced and that blood flow out. And then to be laid in a tomb, lifeless, with no vision, no voice, no hearing, nothing at all. 3 days. What a son. The Lord of life to death made subject. Bless her yet, a curse once me. And this morning the question is, are we prepared to respond in answer to such a God who spared not his son, who nothing more can be asked of? How are we going to answer to the Lord Jesus' response? Nothing more can be asked of him. What is God asking of us this morning? Are we willing to give all? Are we willing to yield? Are we willing to respond in devotion to him and for his delight? In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, just wanted to bring one little perspective on Abraham's exercise. Hebrews 11 verse 17. It says, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And he was accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure.